Thank you, Father, Lord, for this day that you've provided for us, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to be here to learn more about you, Lord, and grow spiritually with you, Lord. I ask that you bless everybody that's not here, Lord, that wasn't able to make it for work or because they weren't feeling well, Lord. I ask you that you forgive us of our sins, Lord, and that you allow us to continue living for you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Gracias. Thank you. So if we could turn the, we're continuing our study in the book of James, el libro de Santiago, capítulo 1, y voy a empezar o donde dejamos más o menos el versículos 22 al 27. So we're going to leave, start off where we kind of left off on verses 22 through 27. So I'm going to ask someone to read it in English, please, verses 22 through 27.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
Gracias. Thank you. So we're going to hear it now in Spanish. We're going to hear the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. We read some of it last week, a portion of it, but now we're going to read 22 through 27. Vamos a leer los versículos 22 al 27, el libro Santiago, capítulo 1, en español.
Pero ser hacedores de la palabra y no tan solamente oidores, engañándoos a vosotros mismos. Porque si alguno es oidor de la palabra, pero no hacedor de ella, este es semejante al hombre que considera en un espejo su rostro natural, porque él se considera a sí mismo y se va y luego olvida cómo era. Mas el que mira atentamente en la perfecta ley, la de la libertad, y persevera en ella, no siendo oidor olvidadizo, sino hacedor de la obra, este será bienaventurado en lo que hace. Si alguno se cree religioso entre vosotros y no refrena su lengua, sino que engaña su corazón, la religión del tal es vana. La religión pura y sin mácula delante de Dios el Padre es esta: visitar a los huérfanos y a las viudas en las tribulaciones y guardarse sin mancha del mundo.
Thank you very much. Gracias una vez más. Entonces vamos a repasar, a revisar, a buscar entre los versículos, empezando más o menos en el 22. Y vamos a tomarlo y masticarlo, mascarlo. So we're going to take a little bit of portions of the word that we just finished reading. It's a very short, brief passages, pieces of scripture, because I don't want to go into chapter 2 and get too in-depth with it, because that's a theme in itself. No quiero entrar en el capítulo 2 porque ese es un tema en sí mismo. Entonces vamos a revisar o darle una pasada una vez más con el intento de analizarlo bien. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que quiere decir el 22 al 23? What is it that we're really analyzing? What are we getting out of verses 22 and 23 of chapter 1 of James? We talked about it last week. Se mencionó la semana pasada. English or Spanish? What is it saying? What's the message that it's trying to get across in verses 22 through 23? ¿Qué es el intento del mensaje? ¿Qué es lo que quiere comunicar en esos pasajes, esas escrituras? De esto hablamos la semana pasada.
If we are just hearers, and not doers, then we are not really doing what Christ wants us to do, because if the word is in us, we're going to do something with it. We are not just going to sit here and listen and then go home and do nothing. We have to be active participants in God's work.
And amen to that. And that's what it's really trying to do. And in my own words, and it's not, I'm borrowing a phrase that's in English, is we practice what we preach. No sé si se traduce en español, pero vamos a predicar lo que predicamos. Entonces, es lo que quiere decir en estos pasajes. No nomás vamos a escuchar y es todo, y no hacer nada. Entonces, nuestra conducta copla o combina con nuestras convicciones, nuestra fe. So what happens is our actions match our convictions. It's what we believe in. So over here, and I've done this before, yo lo he hecho en lo pasado, nuestra doctrina, que debe ser sana y sólida, debe coplar con nuestra disciplina. So our discipline should match our doctrine. So we should be practicing what we preach, and that's what it's trying to get. But look at this. What does the passage say? What does it make an example of? ¿Qué ejemplo da en estos pasajes? What is the example it gives? Just a practical one in those particular passages. Right. Entonces, viendo en el espejo, ¿y qué pasa? ¿Qué nos pasa? ¿Por qué no cumplimos con la palabra? Porque nos vemos en el espejo, ¿y qué pasa ahí? Miramos nuestro rostro, y el 24, ¿qué dice? Se olvida. We forget. Alguien dijo la semana pasada, en verdad era el pastor, dijo que quería una confesión. ¿A quién le ha pasado eso? Y uno de los hermanos dijo que a veces cuando se pone la cachucha y no se la pone bien, y porque no se vio bien en el espejo, fue a prisa y después está todo a un lado, ¿verdad? Eso me ha pasado, no tanto la cachucha, sino piensa uno que uno se ha peinado bien y está enfocando en el espejo, y de repente va con prisa y se olvidó que cómo estaba y todo, y no está bien el cabello, ¿verdad? El pelo. So what I said in Spanish is sometimes we don't look intently in the mirror, and we're off in a hurry, and we're not actually focusing our thoughts. And in just this example in verse 24, we're not so focused that we don't comb our hair right, and we go away and we forget, and we don't put on the right image. And that's what we're trying to do, spiritually speaking, is put on the image of Christ. Just much like the sister mentioned earlier, we can't just be hearers of the word. We have to be practice. We have to put it into discipline. And then it says here in 25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it. You see those words there? Those are action words. They will be blessed in what they do. El 25 dice, pero quien se fija atentamente en la ley perfecta, que da la libertad y persevera en ella, no olvidando lo que ha oído, sino haciéndolo, recibirá bendición al practicarlo. So let's go to a certain passage that I really wanted to bring to attention. Let's go to Galatians. Vamos a ir al libro de Gálatas, capítulo 5. Vamos a ir entrar en el capítulo 6 también. Pero en Gálatas, capítulo 5, empezando en el versículo 19, y voy a pedir un voluntario que me lo lea en español y también otro que lea en inglés. But we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5. We're going to start in 19 and go all the way to 6:10. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19, 6:10. And we're going to read it first in Spanish.
Y manifiestas son las obras de la carne, que son adulterio, fornicación, inmundicia, lascivia, idolatría, hechicería, enemistades, pleitos, celos, iras, contiendas, distensiones, herejías, envidias, homicidios, borracheras, orgías y cosas semejantes a estas, acerca de las cuales os amonesto. Como ya os lo he dicho antes, que los que practican tales cosas no heredarán el reino de Dios. Mas el fruto del Espíritu es amor, gozo, paz, paciencia, benignidad, bondad, fe, mansedumbre, templanza. Contra tales cosas no hay ley. Pero los que son de Cristo y han crucificado la carne con sus pasiones y deseos, si vivimos con el Espíritu, andemos también por el Espíritu. No nos hagamos vanagloriosos, irritándonos unos a otros, envidiándonos unos a otros. Hermanos, si alguno fuere sorprendido en alguna falta, vosotros que sois espirituales, restauradle con espíritu de mansedumbre, considerándose a ti mismo, no sea que tú también seas tentado. Sobrellevar las cargas los unos de los otros, y así cumplir la ley de Cristo, porque el que se cree ser algo, no siendo nada, a sí mismo se engaña. Así que cada uno someta a prueba su propia obra, y entonces tendrá motivo de gloriarse, solo respecto de sí mismo y no de otros, porque cada uno lleva su propia carga. El que es enseñado en la palabra, haga partícipe de toda cosa buena al que lo instruye. No os engañéis, Dios no puede ser burlado, pues todo lo que el hombre sembrare, eso también segará. Porque el que siembra para su carne, de la carne segará corrupción. Mas el que siembra para el espíritu segará vida eterna. No nos cansemos, pues, de hacer el bien, porque a su tiempo segaremos, si no desmayamos. Así que según tengamos oportunidad, hagamos el bien a todos y mayormente a los de la familia de la fe.
Gracias. Thank you. And one time in English, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19, 6 through 10.
The act of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Why did I cite the scriptures of Galatians? Because if you look perfectly here, it says, In verse 2 of chapter 6, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is the perfect law. En el libro de Gálatas, capítulo 6, versículo 2, dice así en español, ayúdenos unos a otros y a llevar a sus cargas, y así cumplirán la ley de Cristo. That is the law that the book of James is referencing, the law of Christ. And look carefully, ten cuidado, pon atención en el versículo 23 de capítulo 5 del libro de Gálatas. In verse 23 of the book of Galatians, in chapter 5, it reads like this, gentleness and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Humildad y dominio propio, no hay ley que condena estas cosas. There is no law. And what is finished referencing is verses 22 through 23, where it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. En cambio, el fruto del Espíritu es amor, alegría, paz, paciencia, amabilidad, bondad, fidelidad, humildad y dominio propio. No hay ley que condena estas cosas. Ahora, regresando al capítulo 1 del libro de Santiago, going back to James chapter 1 and looking more carefully at verses 26 through 27, and we'll read it once again for emphasis.
Repite las citas, hermano. Si alguno se cree religioso entre vosotros y no refrena su lengua, sino que engaña su corazón, la religión del tal es vana. La religión pura y sin mácula delante de Dios el Padre es esta: visitar a los huérfanos y a las viudas en sus tribulaciones y guardarse sin mancha del mundo.
English, it reads like this, verses 26 and 27, says, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Oftentimes, religion gets a bad name. You have religion. What religion, all it is, if you look up the dictionary of religion, is following one's convictions. The actions that follows one's convictions. Las acciones que siguen su doctrina, lo que piensa uno, las convicciones que tiene uno. So like I've said this before, if you believe that smoking's bad for you, you don't smoke. If you believe you shouldn't get drunk, you won't drink. Just simple, practical examples. If you believe so passionately, Si usted cree con tanta convicción, tanta pasión en algo, usted debe con su disciplina, debe de combinar y coplar con su doctrina. Y es lo que está queriendo dar énfasis en el libro de Santiago. No debemos hacer, ¿qué entiende usted en esos pasajes? ¿Qué es lo que quiere darle, comunicar en esos pasajes? ¿Qué es el mensaje ahí en esos dos mensajes? What is in those passages right there, those scriptures? What is it trying to get across to you? To not be what? Do not be hypocrites. And that's why I cited these over here. I cited over here these passages right here in the Gospels. I've cited passages out of chapter 5 out of Matthew and chapter 25 out of Matthew. And that's where we're going to go. We're going to complete the study on that. Entonces, yo he puesto las citas de Mateo 5, el capítulo 5, el sermón en el monte, y también el capítulo 25, también algo que un mensaje de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. So what God is wanting us to do is be true to his word and not be hypocrites, like one of the sisters has just said. So let's go there. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 20. I'm going to ask someone to read that particular part of the passages, and then I would like a volunteer to read verses 43 through 48. This is the Lord Christ giving his sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, in chapter 5. In fact, it's such a long Sermon on the Mount that it goes three chapters. He doesn't get back down from the mountain until chapter 8. So if we could have a volunteer, we could go Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 through 20, please.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are there in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
One more time.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Before men. What man? The world, exactly. Y eso incluye a quién? Al mundo. Y eso incluye a quién? What is that? Who is that? Everybody, a todos, y el incrédulo y el creyente, ¿para hacer qué? Glorify God. That's one of the solas. That is one of the solas. That's why I listed them here. Up here is to glorify God, gloria a Dios, solo Cristo, Christ alone, solo fe, faith alone, solo gracia, grace alone, sola escritura, the scripture alone. The ultimate thing why we exist is to glorify God. And if we can get, or rather God allows and permits for man to glorify him, even the unbeliever will glorify God. Everything was made to glorify God. And in this case, our God is the Christ. Nuestro Dios es Cristo Jesús. ¿Y quién en esos pasajes que acaba de leer la hermana, qué somos de este mundo? Somos la luz. ¿Y qué hace la luz? Nomás está en un lugarcito, ¿verdad? It's in only one space. Está en un rincón. It's just in one little corner, right? The light, it just stays there. No, what does Christ say in the very passages that were read in English, of course? What does it say? Mm-hmm. It gives light to everyone in the house. And what about the salt? ¿Y qué de la sal? ¿Qué dice el pasaje? The salt gives it flavor, da sabor. Nosotros como creyentes debemos estar dando luz y sabor a todo. He said, brother, where do you get that from? ¿Cómo puedes decir esto? It should just be about the brothers. It should just be about us. It is, but it's not. Because everyone, through our testimony, I didn't write it down, nuestro testimonio, por nuestra doctrina que tenemos, que por la fe y la gracia de Dios que tenemos, la doctrina, y el entrenamiento, la disciplina, por leyendo su escritura, podemos ser la luz y la sal del mundo. In English, real quick, like, through the grace by God, through faith that he's given us, through the scriptures, we're able to glorify the Christ through the sound doctrine that has been provided by his grace, and we match it with and we couple it with the discipline of studying his word and then acting upon it, having the right conduct. That's how we do that. That's how we become the light and the salt so that every man can praise God. So every man will know the Christ Jesus. I didn't say they would surrender their lives to them. I would just say that they would praise him. Let's move on. Vamos a avanzarle un poco y leer el 43 y el 48 del mismo capítulo. We're going to read verses 43 and 48 of chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. And I'm going to ask for another volunteer.
En el 5, ¿verdad? ¿Oíste que fue dicho, amarás a tu prójimo y aborrecerás a tu enemigo? Pero yo os digo, amar a vuestros enemigos, bendecir a los que os maldicen, haced bien a los que os aborrecen y orar por los que os ultrajan y os persiguen, para que seáis hijos de vuestro Padre que está en los cielos, que hacéis salir el sol, que hacéis salir su sol sobre malos y buenos, y que hace llover sobre justos e injustos. Porque si amáis a los que os aman, ¿qué recompensa tendréis? ¿No hacen también lo mismo los publicanos? Y si saludáis a vuestros hermanos solamente, ¿qué hacéis de más? ¿No hacen también así los gentiles? Sed pues vosotros perfectos, como vuestro Padre que está en los cielos es perfecto.
La última una vez más.
Sed pues vosotros perfectos, como vuestro Padre que está en los cielos es perfecto.
The passage she read, the passage that asked for it to be repeated was 48. That's a passage for believers to act upon their convictions, their doctrine. It says in English, I know I had to read it in Spanish, but it says in English like this: You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his son, the solar, that body, the heavenly body up there that gives us all this heat, to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? And verse 48 says like this, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Our call is to be perfect. Will we ever be perfect? No. No, we are sinners. We recognize that we're sinners. But in Christ, we are perfect. Through his blood, we are perfect. ¿Somos perfectos? Claro que no. Somos pecadores. Pero por la sangre derramada por Cristo Jesús, estamos bautizados en su sangre. Estamos muertos a nuestros pecados y vivimos por Cristo Jesús. We live for Christ. We are dead to sin. It has been preached very often here at the church. Let's pass on to conclude the study. Let's go to Matthew 25, and let's go to verses 31 through 40. By the way, if it wasn't noted, the passages were in red. That means Jesus gave those passages. That was part of his sermon on the Mount. Ahora vamos para concluir el estudio, versículos 31 y 40 de capítulo 25 del Evangelio de Mateo. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 40. And let's read it this time in English. Matthew 25, 31 through 40. Let's see what Jesus says. Okay. We have a comment.
In verse 48, where it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That is a very high calling for us. Because Christ is so perfect, and sometimes as human beings, we don't understand how perfectly pure and how perfectly perfect he is. And he's our example. And we fall short.
Exactly. But who lives in us? Christ. ¿Quién vive adentro de nosotros? Pero Cristo. Y es por la ayuda, por la guía de Cristo. Él es nuestra roca. He is our rock. He is our helper. The passages in the Psalms call God our helper. You'll have to look it up by yourself another time. And we're going to read Matthew 25, verses 31 through 40 in English.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or needed clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
I wanted to give her the good part. Now I'll read the heavy part, the challenging part. It says, verse 41 of the book of Matthew 25, chapter 25, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed. Remember, they're on the left. Into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous in eternal life. Before I conclude, I don't want to convey that works save you. I don't want to convey that. But now that you're saved, do the works. Antes de concluir, no quiero que me malentiende, que quiero decir que la salvación se logra o se cumple con las obras. Las únicas obras que te va a salvar o la obra es la obra de Cristo. Pero ahora que eres creyente y debes ser fiel creyente, debes estar haciendo obras para que todo el mundo puede glorificar a Dios. Now that you are a true faithful believer and follower of Jesus Christ, you ought to be doing good works indiscriminately so that man will glorify the Christ, the King. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for your holy word. I pray that this falls on ears that will be tender to the message, that will be pierced, will find conviction, and will surrender and submit to your will and serve you wholeheartedly. Gracias Dios una vez más por el gran privilegio de leer su palabra, de estudiarla. El alimento, su verbo, el pan de nuestra vida. Que no nomás podemos estudiarla, sino obedecerla. Gracias Padre, gracias que tuviste misericordia sobre nosotros. Por su gracia nos has dado la fe por medio de las escrituras. Podemos tener la doctrina y la disciplina, que no nomás vamos a escucharla, sino hacerla, hacer las obras para que toda persona, incrédulo y creyente, pueda adorar y alabar su nombre. Usted merece toda la gloria, todas las alabanzas, todos los cantos, todo, porque usted es el Creador, el Rey, el Majestad, nuestro Señor, nuestro Salvador. Gloria a Dios. En nombre de Cristo Jesús pido todo esto. Amen.